far down in the forest, where the warm sun and the fresh air made a sweet resting place, grew a pretty little fir tree. And yet it was not happy. It wished so much to be tall like its companions, the pines and firs which grew around it. The sun shone, and the soft air fluttered its leaves, and the little peasant children passed by, prattling merrily. But the fir tree heeded them not. Sometimes the children would bring a large basket of raspberries or strawberries and seat themselves near the fir tree and say, "Is it not a pretty little fir tree?" Which made it feel more unhappy than before. And yet all this while, the tree grew a notch or joint taller every year, for by the number of joints in the stem of a fir tree, we can discover its age. Still, as it grew, it complained. "Oh, how I wish I were as tall as the other trees! Then I would spread out my branches on every side, and my top would overlook the wide world. I should have the birds building their nests on my boughs, and when the wind blew, I should bow with stately dignity, like my tall companions." In autumn, the woodcutters came and cut down several of the tallest trees, and the young fir tree shuddered as the noble trees fell to the earth with a crash. After the branches were lopped off, the trunks looked so slender and bare that they could scarcely be recognized. Then they were placed upon wagons and drawn by horses out of the forest. Where were they going? What would become of them? The young fir tree wished very much to know. So in the spring, when the swallows and the storks came, it asked, "Do you know where those trees were taken? Did you meet them?" The swallows knew nothing, but the stork, after a little reflection, nodded his head and said, "Yes, I think I do. I met several new ships when I flew from Egypt, and they had fine masts that smelt like fir. I think these must have been the trees. I assure you they were stately, very stately." "Oh, how I wish I were tall enough to go on the sea," said the fir tree. "What is the sea, and what does it look like?" "It would take too much time to explain," said the stork, flying quickly away. "Rejoice in thy youth," said the sunbeam. "Rejoice in thy fresh growth and the young life that is in thee." And the wind kissed the tree, and the dew watered it with tears, but the fir tree regarded them not. Christmas time drew near, and many young fir trees were cut down, some even smaller and younger than the fir tree, who enjoyed neither rest nor peace with longing to leave its forest home. These young trees, which were chosen for their beauty, kept their branches, and were also laid on wagons and drawn by horses out of the forest. "Where are they going?" asked the fir tree. "They are not taller than I am. Indeed, one is much less. And why are the branches not cut off? Where are they going?" We know," sang the sparrows. "We have looked in at the windows of the houses in the town, and we know what is done with them. They are dressed up in the most splendid manner. We have seen them standing in the middle of a warm room and adorned with all sorts of beautiful things, honey cakes, gilded apples, playthings, and many hundreds of wax tapers." "And then?" asked the fir tree, trembling through all its branches. "And then what happens?" "We did not see any more," said the sparrows, "but this was enough for us. I wonder whether anything so brilliant will ever happen to me," thought the fir tree. "It would be so much better than crossing the sea. I long for it almost with pain. Oh, when will Christmas be here? I am now as tall and well grown as those which were taken away last year. Oh, that I were now laid on the wagon or standing in the warm room with all that brightness and splendor around me." "Rejoice with us," said the air and the sunlight. "Enjoy thine own bright life in the fresh air." But the tree would not rejoice.